If rain had a mind. If rain had a mind, they may feel like this. An inclination to be everywhere, unhurriedly, and gently encourage blooms. A kinship with snow, who also knows how to descend with care, and matter so much as to cover everything with a new perspective, then melt away and be gladly forgotten when no longer welcome. A friend to wind, to honor their urgency and also to soothe them, for when they carry nothing in their heart, wind breaks boughs. Rain squalls that are of not fury, but passion, for the overwhelming wonder of it all. Rain invites to dance barefoot with them outside, and is often met with as much disapproval for it as dancing barefoot outside usually does. Or to swim with them in dark nights, when the fear of disappearing into the depths with each stroke is lessened by the familiar tipper-tapper, reminding you which way is up, even in the pitch black of joy. Rain welcomes the love they witness. Like that first kiss once under a broken umbrella, where the taste of our mouths blended with the taste of rivulets. A natal memory that lives beyond all reason, long after the lost words are spoken. Rain is a comfort to the broken-hearted, unjudging. There are no mistakes so great that are unwelcomed by rain. Rain knows the panic of sudden beauty, like that summer downpour that once flooded my scorched street and caught me in helpless ecstasy in ankle-deep warmth. Rain says, wait, listen to the grace beyond the despair. Rain is persistent. Rain is uncontained, full of whims and contradictions. Rain is a mirror to my mind, and with that, rain is content.